It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And all the features are free. You get to create the content there. Enjoy it. freetalklive.com. We're here live, by the way, Independence Day edition of Free Talk Live with you tonight. Is Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
So today, Independence Day, a lot of people going out and about. They are viewing fireworks. They're hanging out with friends and family, cooking hamburgers on the grill, maybe, you know, doing things with the kids, setting off fireworks, you know, little tanks that putter around. That's a fun one
beer
for the kids.
And
I always love a little tank. But, you know, various different fireworks. Of course, in some states you can't have fireworks. But in New Hampshire, there's a lot of fireworks that are actually legal here. But the one of the stories around this particular day in the news media, there's a theme to some of the stories, and that is that Americans today are celebrating the 4th of July. Of course, if you look at all these news stories, they frequently will refer to it as the 4th of July or 4th of July celebrations instead of Independence Day. It's very rare that you'll actually see them use the term Independence Day, which I think is pretty revealing about how people think about this particular holiday. But Americans around the country are celebrating the 4th of July with, you know, sparklers and fireworks and picnics and under the watchful eye of the police. And then here's a story that gets into more detail about what exactly that means from WJLA in the D.C. area. On July 4th, this is the ABC affiliate there, on July 4th, D.C. truly becomes America's city for the hundreds of thousands descending upon the National Mall for Independence Day celebrations. They actually used it there. There's plenty to choose from, music, food, and of course fireworks, but there's a major increase in security this year. U.S. Park Police call them access points. They are 9 tented security screening sites spread across the National Mall.
Well, good for them for displaying their independence. So,
right. You're going to celebrate your independence, but make sure you go through that security checkpoint first.
The reality is that they're celebrating their dependence. And, of course, right, to celebrate your dependence, of course, you need to have an extra special amount of state employees.
But this is how Orwellian and, you know, double-speakish this whole thing is. They're saying things about independence on one hand, and in their, you know, mind or in their heart, they believe things about independence. Maybe some of them do. But at the same time, they're subjecting themselves to humiliating searches in order to go to whatever national park that they are going to attend these ceremonies at. No one, they say in this news story from WJLA, steps foot on the mall without first stepping through this screening center as part of the heightened security this Independence Day. Backs are searched for weapons, coolers opened, and even bicycles swabbed for potential explosives.
Backs? Did you mean to say backpacks?
Backs. It says your backs. It says B-A-C-K-S. Maybe they meant bags.
Backpacks, I think. Probably backpacks.
Backpacks.
I'm going to presume you're right about that, but it does say backs. Maybe they're, like, patting people down.
They give them a little massage.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, if you're going to carry a weapon, a good place for it is in the small of your back. And if you're going to, if you're standing, then your T-shirt is going to, it's going to fall over that portion of your back in a way that is less likely to reveal a weapon being kept there. So maybe they're actually patting people down. I mean, look, they're swabbing people's bicycles for explosives. It says here it's more security.
You could pack that whole frame of that bicycle full of C4, and that bicycle could really blow up stuff.
It's more security than in any years past, from 3rd in Pennsylvania to Virginia and Constitution and so on and so forth. Capitol Police and Park Police have transformed the National Mall into a well-orchestrated shutdown. I mean, this is just amazing that people can still celebrate anything under these circumstances. What are you celebrating?
Are you kidding me? U.S. citizens are busy celebrating Cinco de Mayo and have no clue as to what it's about. They're eating salsa and drinking Coronas. Yes, they're absolutely capable of celebrating.
But you can't bring a Corona into the national park either.
Independence Day.
They're going to confiscate the Corona if you try to bring that in.
What are they
there
going there for?
You know, so I made a comment earlier, and about how activists use Facebook so much differently than the average American and the average American and whatnot. Well, have you ever watched, like, Leno do any of the man on the streets type stuff?
Yes.
Where he does interviews.
Or Howard Stern.
The Thursday before last, we talked to Christopher Cantwell, And he does some Man on the Street stuff on his YouTube channel and went recently to interview some people in New York and just quiz them about stuff that they know about the United States. And it's just, you know that the average person is just dumb. I mean, I don't know what other way to put it.
I don't think it's nice to say that.
I know it's not nice, but it's true. They're so ignorant, it's ridiculous.
But there's a difference between stupid and ignorant. You can fix ignorance.
True.
People can have ignorance remedied by information.
I think that to some extent, okay, so I understand where you're coming from. I don't think ignorant is considered that much of a softer term than dumb, and I do think that dumb is essentially, the way it's used these days, is synonymous with ignorance. Wait a second. They have books called, you know, such and such for dummies. Such and such for ignoramuses.
Good point. Fine. I'll give you that one.
It is a synonym.
But I think
it's
also,
not a synonym.
I think if you're stupid, you're more likely to be ignorant.
That's true.
I think that if you are ignorant about lots of things, chances are the reason why you're ignorant is because you're a moron and you have no interest in actually being educated. Now, there might be people who are wandering around out there with really high IQs that choose to be completely ignorant. They're making an active choice to avoid knowledge. Those people are the dumbest. Those people are the most stupid because they have the ability to not be ignorant, but they're making the choice to avoid information.
I disagree.
Want to know about that.
So I took a time off of watching news for a couple of years of my life. I just decided, nope, no more. Watching news doesn't benefit me in any way, shape, or form. Even when I listen to these people's names and I can speak intelligently about what's going on in the world, their names slip away after, you know, I couldn't tell you the Secretary of State of, you know, Clinton. I don't know. I don't care. These names slip away. What's that? Metal? Right. At one point, I could tell you, though. You see, that's the thing.
Didn't she die?
I don't know if she's
from the UK, right?
I don't even know who it is, frankly. I can't remember. I knew
Madeleine Albright was the former Secretary of State.
I think that's the lady from
UK. Go ahead and look it up. Ian, you just spent your time doing that. But the fact is that, you know, this information is really superfluous to your life. You don't need it. At some point, you can choose to not care.
Oh, you're right. Yes, U.S. Secretary of State. Unless who I was confusing her with. They're all a bunch of politicians to me. Look, I don't really see the point in razzing people because they know less than you about certain issues. I don't think that's productive at all.
What I'm suggesting is that how are they going to know? I mean, they don't, because they're so ignorant about everything and they don't care at all, how are they going to know? You know, they don't know what's going on to know that there's even problems. They're just like, perp to derp, and I don't care, and I want a hamburger. And they don't know liberty is being just systematically destroyed.
They don't know that.
So they don't care.
They don't know, and they don't care, and they won't care until something strikes them personally or close to home, and then they'll get interested.
Okay, so, Johnson, let's look at this from both sides. I tend to agree that it's really easy to use the term dumb and that kind of thing, and I get frustrated, and I feel how your pain on this one. However, the fact is that we've got to change hearts and minds, right?
Sure.
But, you know, it's either that or kill everybody. Those are the choices you got. And the fact is, you're not going to change people's hearts and minds by treating them like they're dumb. If you think they're dumb, then you're never going to be able to convince them because mm-hmm. you've got that you're dumb thing dripping all off of you while you're talking to them. And it's
totally agree with that.
And so for an effective to be effective, you need to teach people. And hopefully that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. When people call in, we don't treat them the way that many radio talk show hosts treat their people that call in with whom they disagree. And we're able to have a conversation and perhaps move the ball forward in that realm. So that's the reason that I tend to go with, look, they just don't know. And we didn't know at some point, too.
Absolutely true. Let's come back with more here, because I didn't get to the second half of this article. We're telling about how tight the security is. They've got security checkpoints set up all across D.C. and in other cities as well, by the way, Boston, etc. So they have these security checkpoints, more security than ever. It's ridiculous. But they actually interview a lady who was in the park, so she presumably had gone through this security, and we get her thoughts on this matter here in a few moments. We're coming up, 855-453. What was your experience today? Free Talk Live.
Attention men, failure in the bedroom is not an option. You never have to feel embarrassed or ashamed of your sexual performance ever again. Now you can dominate in the bedroom because we're about to give you a full-size supply of Bravado, an all-natural male enhancement capsule, absolutely risk-free. You can only get it if you call 1-800-936-9285. With Bravado, nothing will stand in your way. It's safe and guaranteed to deliver real results, fast and free of side effects. It will increase your libido, endurance, and improve your sexual performance fast. It'll skyrocket your confidence in the bedroom and give you and your partner a more satisfying experience. Anytime you get it on without Bravado, you're settling for less. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, you must call in the next 10 minutes while supplies last. 1-800-936-9285. If lines are busy, don't give up. Call again. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-936-9285. 1-800-936-9285.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453 is the toll-free number. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in over at, again, 855-453. Also, we've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and we're actually here. It is Independence Day. We're in the studio live. We'll take your calls. Maybe you were involved in some Independence Day activities today. You'd like to explain to us what sort of ridiculous government security might have been involved. That's what we've been touching on most recently on the show. Also, there were some liberty-oriented events that were going on across the country to a lesser or greater extent successful, depending on where you were.
We kind of covered that in the first hour. So, again, 855 453. Don't forget you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site for those of you with smartphones. M, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com will take you right to our mobile site with the broadband, the midband, the narrowband streams, the podcast. It's all there, and it's all free at m.freetalklive.com.
You can, this Independence Day, you can declare independence at least from higher gas prices. You can get 10 to 20% better mileage by using XFT. I've been using XFT for like 9 months in my cars, writing down the mileage and checking, because I wasn't going to endorse a product that I hadn't used. And XFT, I used it for months before we talk about it here on Free Talk Live, and it worked for me. I was getting, like, you know, 13, 18% better, depending on the car, depending on the time, with XFT. And it's going to work for you. The fact is, it's going to work for you. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, reduce emissions. It works. It worked for me. It will work for you. xft.freetalklive.com.
855-450-FREE.
So, Ian, I know you want to hear from, you know, traitors to our glorious nation, but I want to hear from people who are celebrating Dependence Day today and what sorts of things that they've done to show that they're you know, their allegiance to the state.
I'm going to tell you about one of those groups of people. One lady, they interview one lady here at WJLA. This is the ABC station in Washington, D.C. After explaining the great... this tremendous amount of security that they've put into place at 9 different access points, tented security screening sites where people are being searched for weapons. They're having coolers open and combed through. Bicycles are being swabbed for potential explosives. It's the biggest crackdown that we've seen at these various different big city security, or these big city parks. So like D.C., Boston, other places, they're doing searches of people, even random searches as well, from what I understand. So the story continues, though, because after explaining the level of security that they have, they interview somebody. Nikki Slugger came to the National Mall from Georgia for one reason, says the story. She wanted to see the D.C. parade. The parade down Constitution Avenue was a moving collage of pride and patriotism. It's also a thrill for Yukina Hume, a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force, here with her family from San Antonio. She says, "Everyone is so happy. It's just awesome. You just want to celebrate the country." But with all the celebrations comes the need to stay cool, says the news story. Like the 4th of July itself, weather like this is an annual tradition. The Bross family does their best to avoid the people, at least for a little while. For the sixth year straight, they set up camp when the gates open, nearly 12 hours before the fireworks, and they wouldn't have it any other way. So there you go. The devoted dependents in this country are even arriving early to subject themselves to the security pat-down so they can then sit and obediently wait for a dozen hours before the fireworks go off.
Sure, and they're probably also watching bunches of state employees in a marching formation down a street somewhere as well, which is as they should be.
So
nothing says dependence more than, you know, people being paid by the state, marching in a formation, a very military-like fashion, down our own streets.
Yeah, there's more, by the way. Even the people at the supposed revolution, the political event that was going on today, where Adam Kokesh called for people in all 50 states to revolt and demand secession. Well, in Sacramento, I was going down the list, because there was one for all 50 states. There was an event that Adam created for all 50 states. And I was going down the list, kind of looking at, all right, well, who had the most people saying they were going to go? And Sacramento appears to be the biggest one. And they did actually have people turn out in Sacramento. Some places didn't have anybody show up. In Sacramento, they did actually have people. They claimed there were 40 people there. And there were at least there were at least several in one photo that I saw. So they claim 40 people showed up at some point. But there's not a
photo. Do you have a photo of the 22 people that showed up in Concord?
I do not have a photo, but we have video from from Concord.
Showing like 22 people?
No, but it shows a crowd of people standing in a circle listening to someone speak. Anyway, in our video, we've got people with guns who convene on...
How many people is an AK worth?
I don't know, but there is a man with an AK strapped to his back in the video. Other people have hip-based kind of handguns. So anyway, in New Hampshire... people just showed up. They gathered at the state house. They had guns. They talked. We passed out information. It was a nice time. In Sacramento, I finally find video from some one of these. There's like no other video out there. There's Kokesh's video of him carrying a gun in D.C. allegedly this morning. There's our video from Concord, and I just came across this video from Sacramento, which is really sad. I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to ask. I mean, I've never done a revolution before, but I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to ask permission.
Well, if you don't ask permission in Sacramento, you're not going to have your revolution.
Apparently not, because the video opens with a conversation with the highway patrol where the rules are being laid down. And the first line in the video?
Here is your permit.
Wah, 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 wah. You failed right out the gate. If you're asking permission to hold any kind of an event, especially one claiming to be a revolution, you've failed before you've even begun. But the video goes on, because, you know, with a permit comes rules.
Okay. So, just like we spoke about before, you guys have the west side of the Capitol.
Okay, from end of the grass to end of the grass.
Right.
Okay, excellent.
And the guy who he's talking to is ironically holding a flag upside down. While he's begging for permission to come on to the state capitol grounds.
It's just an indication that there's something of distress.
This is clearly a proper celebration of independence.
Yeah.
Jade, I know this
That's how they do it,
is really nice to try and have your event. It's going to get hot and move people in and out of the shade. Megaphone is okay. Mm-hmm. Not inside.
Gotcha.
Masks, I saw some people with masks. Okay outside.
Gotcha.
Not okay inside.
Whoa, wait a minute. So now masks are okay outside in California, or it's only with a permit? Because we know our friends Benjamin Bartholomew and his brother Russell were arrested for having V-masks on while they were in California. They live there. They were holding a sign, taxes equals theft over an overpass, and were arrested for having masks on.
Well, there's a misnomer here that I think you're making a very large assumption, and that is you think that the police officers have a responsibility to know all the laws?
Oh, no. They're not consistent in any way, shape, or form. I think it's just funny that, you know, on one hand you get this one result, and on the other hand you get the complete opposite.
Even have it inside referring to
inside the Capitol.
In the building.
Yeah.
Okay.
So say
the permit allows us to go inside the building?
No.
No, but as a civilian you can go in the building.
Yeah. Okay. You gotta go to the bathroom.
Got it.
The only place unless you can walk about 8 blocks is in there. But inside the Capitol, no sticks with flags at all.
Okay. No
That's
sticks
a rule
with flags at all.
Nothing like that can come in. Yeah.
Gotcha.
You wanna hold your flag? Absolutely.
Sorry. Perfect. You cannot bring your revolutionary banners into the state capitol.
That's right. You can pee here, but you have to leave all your detritus outside.
Pitchforks or torches in the capital.
855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You take control here. Free Talk Live.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 1st, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1239.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1272.45, $636.23 for a half ounce, or $318.11 for a quarter ounce. That's $1272.45, $636.23, and $318.11.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free to 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features are there. We give them away. The bulletin board system is one of them. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's one of the many free features on our website. In fact, the whole site is free. All the archives, everything you see there. You don't have to log in, although there is a login. You can. We encourage you to log in, but you don't have to. You can still download the archives and such without logging in. So go to freetalklive.com. But if you do log in, then you can connect your Reddit account to your Free Talk Live account and be able to interact by posting news stories to the front page of our site and voting on things. So it's a lot more fun when you log in. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy.
Freedom Fest is the biggest liberty-oriented event of the year. This year there should be like 3,000 people there. A lot bigger than these final American Revolution protests that have been happening around the United States. There are going to be all kinds of people from all over the liberty spectrum. Many of the big names are John Stossel, who's going to have his program there, the Stossel Show, on Thursday night, open to the public for free. Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer. If you haven't heard, the venue's been changed. It's at Planet Hollywood, June 10th through the 13th, on the Strip in Las Vegas. Nothing is like Freedom Fest. Nothing's like Vegas. Go there. Have a great time. Get your tickets and hotel rooms now for Freedom Fest. It is an event you do not want to miss, and they are booking fast. So it's freedomfest.com. I'll be there, of course, representing Free Talk Live, doing some interviews. Freedomfest.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We go to Tommy all the way over in Glasgow. Tommy, you're on Free Talk Live.
They can take a ride, but I'll never take a Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Thank you, Tommy. Go ahead.
God bless. Happy Independence Day from the Brits. Well done.
I think you guys are still trying that.
Although I sound like I'm British and I'm phoning from Glasgow, my family came from Ireland, so I'll always pledge allegiance to Ireland. So we're still waiting for independence fully in Ireland. But
I think you're going to have to just declare your own personal independence, because it doesn't seem like the political solution is working.
Well, it's getting there slowly.
You think so? All right.
Well, independence for Ireland, sure, it's getting there. I mean, that's...
Yeah, you think they're going to break away at some point?
I don't know. Maybe they may, if it makes sense financially.
Well, certainly, you know, the history of humans and countries has been that there are more now than there were in the past. Wasn't it? I don't know how long ago.
About 100 years ago, there were about half as many countries as there are today.
So there's more secession. There's more division of political bodies, and that's a good thing. So, yeah, maybe you're right, Tommy. Maybe it is around the corner.
So what happened, right, Steve? 97 years ago, there was a revolution in Dublin, and within 5 years, Britain gave 26 counties to Ireland to be ruled in Dublin, but it kept 6 counties in the north, and that became Northern Ireland. So they divided Ireland, and still to this day, the unfinished business is that Britain has still got a part ownership of Ireland, and while there's British troops and British rule in Ireland, Ireland will never be free. But what we have to know to the Irish people and the Irish tribe is that in the next 3 years, we've got a chance to bring what the Irish people need, and that is independence from King and Kaiser, and neither Nazi banker or Euro technocrat.
I couldn't understand the last several words. Independence from what?
King and Kaiser.
King and Kaiser from the Nazi banker, which are the Eurocrat, technocrat bankers of Brussels.
I can't understand. I'm sorry, Tommy. I don't know if it's a bad cell phone or what. I know we had you on Skype at one point in the past. It sounded a lot better. Really can't make out what you're saying. I'm going to give you one more shot. Independence from the King and the Kaiser and what?
The Nazi bankers.
The Nazi what?
Bankers.
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 Well, I wish you the best. I really hope it pans out. Call us on Skype another time, maybe, Tommy. We could talk to you better there, because it's very hard to understand you, and I know that's frustrating, and I appreciate the call tonight, and I thank you for making it at 855-453.
Yeah, his phone was definitely, it sounded like it was clipping.
It did, yeah, it did.
Just cutting out.
Cell phones suck compared to Skype.
Maybe Google will buy Ireland from the United Kingdom. Well, you know, there's a lot of talk there, because Google is, you know, they're pissing off a lot of Irish people because of the fact that they really, you know, they're not paying taxes in the same way as a lot of other things. So I guess there are some people, you know, with, Stockholm syndrome there in Ireland that are really angry about Google's presence, because Google does a lot of business in Ireland. They've got support centers and data centers in Ireland.
So they're angry that they're doing business there and hiring people, but they want them to pay taxes?
Yeah, I guess.
Give us more money! Well, I mean... Do you not want services? Do most people not want services given to them for free? I mean, that's essentially what the complaint is. Google's got lots of money. They should be paying more money to us.
Mm. So, 855, 453, more on this embarrassing video from Sacramento where the activists have begged for permission to have themselves a revolution. Now, to their credit, they did actually turn some people out for their event. And they actually did have signs, so they actually had a real event, but
I'm curious, now, the,
not a revolution if you ask permission.
This NSA event was going on at the same time, Restore the Fourth?
Restore the Fourth, yeah, an anti-NSA, a pro-Fourth Amendment demonstration.
Why, I mean, you know, if I were putting these things together, since they seem to have a lot of overlap, I'd just try to combine them, the two of them.
I imagine that's what's happened to some extent.
So I just wonder... And in the process, it sort of, you know, it sort of delegitimizes both by combining the two. And I'm just wondering, you know, is that happened or what?
Well, we actually have Tommy in Glasgow back. This time he's on Skype. We're going to give him another shot here. Tommy? Tommy on Skype? Oh. Oh, he hung up the line. Never mind. So here's more from the video.
Even the little tiny ones we don't allow.
Yeah, okay, I got you. Okay. That makes sense.
As far as, when I said masks, don't even bring them. They will hold them at the counter. Other things that we don't allow in the Capitol are bike locks, any sort of knives, things like that. If you walk over with your flag.
Wait. What? The bike locks? On his list of things they don't allow inside the Capitol building?
You're going to hurt somebody.
Bike locks is the number one item? Really? Okay. Hey, it's California.
You should lock your bike. Your bike lock should be outside with your bike anyway.
Don't. I just doesn't even make sense to me. But knives, and by the way, and if you're in New Hampshire, you can walk around in the Capitol building with a knife. I don't know if they'll allow you in the actual
I think you could
hearing
walk into
chamber.
The Capitol building with a long gun slung over your shoulder.
You can.
There was a man with an AK-47 on the lawn there today in Concord.
This morning, yeah.
You know, doing this final American Revolution thing with you guys. And if this was a work day at the Capitol building, he could have walked inside loaded AK-47, because that's how it is here in New Hampshire.
Exactly.
Well, apparently, maybe the Capitol building, but certainly not at Keene.
Oh, I see what you're saying. In Keene, there's a unique situation, which some would argue is completely illegal, but it's been going on now for several months, where there's a security checkpoint on the first floor of the city building. So in order to get to the third floor, where there are many city offices, you have to go through a security checkpoint. It's not like that in any other building in New Hampshire, and their excuse for it is that the court ordered it to happen, like the Supreme Court ordered it to happen, because in the city building, they rent out part of the second floor to the district court. So the excuse is that they need it to provide security for district court, even though district court used to have their security on the second floor. They, for whatever reason, decided they had to have it on the first floor now, and so therefore everyone trying to go to do city business is subject to security. Some would say it's completely illegal, but it'll probably clear up at the end of the year as they're building a brand new $10 million courthouse, and they're going to move all the courts into that building. So that won't be the case eventually. But it's just amazing listening to this guy just rattle off all the terms. Oh, well, you've got your permit now, and here's all the things you can't do.
And it's on that pole. You can't leave it outside unattended.
Gotcha.
So leave it with your...
I was talking about the flag.
Anything else...
So if you have to go to the bathroom, you have to make sure there are other people there at your protest and they can hold your flag for you. You can't just leave it. You can't just leave it up against the side of the building or something as you walk inside for 5 minutes. 855-450-FREE. More of the rules of how to have a revolution, according to this state trooper, here in a few moments. 855-450-FREE. This, again, coming from the Sacramento, California group. More on the way here. You can take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. It is the live Independence Day edition of Free Talk Live, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? You can AMP. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And you can send us $5 a month. We'll take that in, invest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board as well, and it makes a big difference for us. So thank you for doing that over at amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com.
I found a product that's working for me as far as weight loss goes. I've lost 6 pounds with Axia 30. It is made by Chamonix, and they're known for making all-natural products. It doesn't make me jittery or weird or any weirder than usual, at least. They have a full 3-month money back guarantee. Like I said, it's worked for me. I think it'll work for you, but it may not. And you want to have a guarantee. They've got a full 3-month money back guarantee. If you don't lose weight, you get your money back. What more can you ask for? A product where I haven't changed my life. I've lost weight and it's working. You can give them a call, 800-543-6613 for Axia 30. 800-543-6613. If you call now, you get a free month of Axia 30, absolutely free with your order. It's 800-543-6613.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. Let's go to the phones. Talk to David. He's in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, David.
Hey, guys. The thing about the whole the protest, you know, I mean, it's nice. I guess it's like what we're taught. You know, to petition the government for change, you know, that's how you'll get the freedom you want. But you're not going to get freedom from the government. You know, I'm talking about restore the Fourth. You know, the Fourth Amendment died when, like I say, when not taking a breathalyzer test could be admissible as guilt. You know?
Well, I don't know if that's when it died, but I would say
at least then, maybe before, probably.
I see some I see some value in this, is that the government is essentially claims to be your slave master. And it's a strong term to use, but slavery's been with us for 9,000 years, ever since the agrarian revolution. People found it more expedient to, well, own people than they did to pay them. And why is it that we would have such hubris as to believe that somehow we've expunged slavery from the earth 150 years ago? I mean, it's just taken a different form. And these government people want the fruits of your labor. If they wanted 100% of the fruits of your labor, you'd know you were a slave. Since they only take about 50% on average of the fruits of people's labor, with their both their taxes and their regulations, maybe even more than that, then you know, maybe you don't consider yourself a slave because you get to keep 50% of it. But at what percent are you a slave and what percent aren't you? So the slave masters have a very, very bad record historically of providing freedom to slaves.
Right. And the only way you're going to get freedom is by acting free. You know, and the way I see it, I've had a struggle with this for a while because I was taught, you know, in school and my bringing up that, you know, with the government, you know, all that sort of stuff. But the way I've sort of come to the conclusion is the only thing you can do with the government is attempt to slow down its creep, you know, to try and at least sort of put a brake on it for a little while until you can, you know, get more people around you to start doing what they're supposed to do.
Well, yeah, that's
do,
just and, you it, know, David. You can act free, but if you do it alone, you're just going to get crushed. Acting free in concert with others acting free is a much more powerful thing to do.
Right.
Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that was it. I just wanted to make a comment about that.
Appreciate the call. Thanks, man. 855-453. Chris is in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live on the Live Independence Day Edition. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Ian.
Johnson is here as well. Welcome, sir.
Hi, Johnson. I was calling because I really feel like there's something that's being ignored here in this Independence Day holiday today. Everybody seems to be focused on the 1776 Declaration of Independence, dissolving political bands. What we really need to look at here is the 1996 alien invasion. Things were looking pretty bad there for a while.
Which alien invasion in 1996?
1996 on Independence Day. I think they made a movie about it.
Ah, I see.
Yes. If you remember, things were looking pretty bad for a while. We lost New York, L.A.
Yeah.
Eventually, we
and then the president rallied together with a ragtag group of insurgents.
We will not go blindly into the night. We will
absolutely
live on.
Absolutely. And you see, Jeff Goldblum and Will Smith really flew that alien fighter jet right into the mothership there. And
I swear my allegiance to President Pullman.
Exactly. And they blew up the mothership, took down the shield, and the Americans were able to unite.
Save the world. The Americans saved the world from the American the alien
that
threat.
That is really something worth celebrating. That's why
there you go. You know
fireworks.
What? People really need to get their priorities straight this Independence Day.
I've been studying my alien programming languages because, you know, it's actually very easy. They're all written in English and programmed.
Well, that's right. They uploaded
all cross-compatible.
They uploaded a crack or whatever.
Yeah. Computer viruses and getting those in alien computers, no problem.
Chris, good call tonight. Thank you, sir. 855 450 free.
I've never seen the movie.
Yeah, you were in prison.
Yeah. Nothing.
It's just one of those
I wonder, but I bet that movie, just because it was so ridiculous, probably still holds up just for the ridiculous factor of that movie. I mean, it's probably...
I was entertained by it.
I was entertained by it at the time.
I was 16.
But I'm thinking that now... You know,
my tastes haven't changed that much for movies.
Well, I'm thinking now, you know what, it's we're approaching, oh, wow, that's crazy, almost 20 years later, that movie probably is just so bad now that it's probably one of those movies that's now so bad that it's good. You know, one of those type of movies that have a rewatch value because they're so ludicrous that you could still watch it and just laugh at it. I bet that Independence Day is now one of those movies.
You may be right about that. You can share your thoughts if you'd like at 855-453. So maybe a little bit more here from California, where things went bad right from the beginning with folks asking for permission to have themselves a so-called revolution. The bureaucrat here continues to blather on about all the things you can and can't do with your permit to have yourself a protest. Again, this is in Sacramento. I posted the video to our Facebook, Google, and Twitter. We continue.
As far as your group is protesting government threats, when flags upside down on 4th of July,
yes.
Once again, you're going to have some people that are very upset at that, which we encourage because it's their right. But my whole thing is, if other folks show up, this is your area.
Perfect.
Don't confront them.
That's right. If you have any problems with anybody getting up and your protest and having a conflict, you can just come straight to us. That's why we're here.
We need a nice, peaceful revolution here, and
we're
then
your
you can
protectors.
Go home at the end of the day.
I like the guy in this video wearing the Illuminati eye for a T-shirt. He's showing a proper sign of his respect on Independence Day.
I didn't even notice that one. Maybe he is part of the Illuminati. So I don't know. I don't really feel the need to go on with this. There's another 2.5 minutes in this video, and you know how YouTube has that little, I guess, little
preview? As the state trooper gives the rules of the revolution?
Yeah, there's the little preview. If you hover over the slider bar as far as the position in the video, you know, sometimes YouTube will show you a little frame. As you go along, it'll change the frame to what the video looks like. The video is just this trooper. The whole time, just blah 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 blah.
It reminds
blah,
me
blah,
of that.
Blah,
that it reminds me of that ad that occasionally runs, the one where it's like, the regulations where you're gonna have to,
yeah.
You know, the flying.
Right.
You know, I've invented these flying shoes. See.
So Independence Day. Let's recap. The idea originally, as I understood it, was to celebrate secession of the this particular plot of land from the king, from the crown. And people seem to have forgotten that. It seems to have turned into a holiday celebration.
I wonder what the percentage of people that have any idea of that fact. Just
I
even
know.
Know it. I mean, I'm sure most people just don't even know
it. People call it the 4th of July. They don't call it Independence Day. It's very common to not call it Independence Day.
But I wonder how many people, if you said, you know, like, did you know that, you know, that the... Well, the United States seceded from China in 1976.
Well, I posted that Mark Dice video on our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com, and you can see the befuddled masses, at least, you know, some people, some of the funniest stuff that he was able to find. Sort of confused about whether or not Jesse Ventura signed the Declaration of Independence or not.
So I still like the idea of independence. That's why I'm declaring independence from the state. I have declared independence from the state, and hopefully we'll see New Hampshire declare independence from the U.S. at some point. We need more people to move here, though, to help make that happen sooner. That's part of the Free State Project. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. We'll see you tomorrow night. We're going to be here all weekend, as always, live. Free time. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.